Picture description intermediate. In the picture, a happy little girl is sitting in the ophthalmologist's chair. Her eyes are being tested with an instrument. The lenses in the spectacles frame can be exchanged to see which ones are optimal to correct her sight problem. I guess the doctor must be good and emphatic because the little girl is laughing and finds the eye test fun. There is an eye chart behind her. Patients are asked to read the letters and numbers on the chart, starting from the biggest ones in the first row. The figures gradually become smaller to determine the patient's visual acuity. First with the naked eye, and then with different lenses to find the ideal one for both eyes. One of the eyes is covered at first, and then the other. If the figures on the chart are not clear, are blurry, or you have to strain your eyes to make them out, that means that you probably need glasses to correct your sight. The ophthalmologist also examines the inside of the patient's eye through a microscope to see whether everything is all right there. There are various eye problems that require glasses. The most common ones are short-sightedness and long-sightedness. They are easy to correct with spectacles or contact lenses. Some people cannot bear wearing glasses. They think that spectacles are not attractive, and they don't want to change the character of their face with something on their nose. Contact lenses are an ideal solution for them. Contact lenses are not visible in your eyes, but they are not as easy to use as glasses. They need more care, and they are not an option for young children. The selection of spectacles frames is amazingly wide at the opticians, and everyone can find a pair to their liking. Spectacles can even change your appearance for the better if you choose a becoming pair of glasses. As for me, I have been wearing glasses on and off. During my childhood years, I had to wear glasses constantly. Then there was a short period when I used contact lenses, and an even shorter period when I needed neither glasses nor contact lenses. After a while, I started to have headaches because of my deteriorating vision and had to start wearing glasses again.